You're holding up Kuf Tes Vov, the new pair of Kol Kisvei. So the Mishnah. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, all Svarim that are called Kisvei HaKodesh, so Rashi learns that means Kogoyin Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim. You have the Sefer that was written in the Sefer Torah or else Nevi'im Muksuvim. So Rashi says, V'loi Taima Torah L'chud Hu D'Shara L'mitrach L'atzulei V'loi Sha Svarim. He says, don't think only for Torah you have a heter to save it from the Dleika on Shabbos, but no, even Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim. So the Mishnah says, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh is Dalocha Matzilin Oison Mifnei Hadleika. If you have a fire in your house on Shabbos, you're allowed to take the Svarim out of your house into the Chotzer on Shabbos, even though it be Matriach. So Rashi learns, Matzilin Oison Kediktonu LeKamon LeMovi Shein HaMafulish. You're even allowed to take it outside to a Movi that's not Mafulish. I be the Movi, like the courtyard, is not open up on both sides, because then maybe it has it in Rishus Rabim. But a bee is only opened up on one side, you're allowed to carry it out from your house into the chotzer or into the movi, even though it's osim of the rabbonim. Rashi v'tircha b'yamu, it's only an osim of the rabbonim from carrying from one rishus yochid to another rishus yochid. The shari bay, here they are matiyu mishum the bizoin of kisvei hakodesh. The chasaron eruv kumfarsh b'gemara. It's a chiddush here, even though you don't have an eruv chaterus, so you're carrying out from one rishus yochid to another rishus yochid. The Rabbonim will matter you on Shabbos to Matriach to save this Svarim from the lake. Now the Mishnah says, Bein Shekarim Bim, whether the Nevi'im, that you're allowed to learn Nevi'im on Shabbos, or Bein Shein Karim Bim, whether you're not allowed to learn with these Svarim on Shabbos. So Rashi learns, Bein Shekarim Bim means going Nevi'im. Shem Aftirim Bim, B'Shabbos Abed HaKnesses. They say the Aftir on Shabbos, you're allowed to learn Nevi'im. Bein Shein Karim Bim, that Rashi could go in Ksuvim. It means Ksuvim, like Mishlei Atilim, Medim and the Gemara, you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos. The Rashi of Rabbeinu Halevi Yomad, Yafilu Yechidim and Kerimbim, even a Yochid in his house can't learn Ksuvim. Kiriktoni time, because the Mishnah soon explains the reason, Mishum Bittel Besa Medrash. What does that mean? The Mosh Chiliba, we're afraid if you're going to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos, it draws your lave. Over Shabbos, so you Dorsh and Drosh and the Balabatim. And on Shabbos, the Rav used to give a Drosh to the Balabatim. Shasukim b'mlocha kol yemei sachil. The Balabatim were busy doing work a whole week. Over Teich HaDrosha now, on Shabbos the Rav would give a Drosha, hoyu meirilen halachis isav heta. He would teach them halachis of isav heta. Mele v'toiv lehem lishmoyim malikras b'ksuvim. The better off the Balabatim coming to the Drosha to hear the Drosha than being home learning ksuvim. Therefore, with the Rabbonim, Medina the Mishnah, you're not allowed to learn ksuvim on Shabbos, so it should not be mavat you from coming to the Beis HaMedrash. Yeah, so whether it's Nevi'im or whether it's Ksuvim, still you're allowed to save it on Shabbos from Adleika. Then the Mishnah says, Afa Pisha Ksuvim Becholoshin, Anuchidish. Even though the Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim was written Becholoshin, that means not only in Loshna Kodesh, it was written in English or in other languages, Poshit also means you could save it from the Dleika on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara Machlekes about this. Then the Mishnah says, Tuniganiza. You should know these Svarim that were written Becholoshin, is written in English, you have to be Gonazin. So also see in the Gemara exactly what does it mean you have to bury it. Pashina means that even when they get ruined, when they get the bolo, when they become shameless, you can't just throw them away. They also have kedusha. They have to be gone as you have to bury them. Then the Mishnah explains with Neima, Ein Kerim Behem. How come you can't learn Ksuvim on Shabbos? Mevnei Bito Beis Medrash. Because you'll be Mevato the Drosh, like Rashi explained. You want to make sure you're not going to be home learning Suvim, that's Moshech the Lev, and missing the Drosha. We'd rather you come to the Drosha to hear the Yisurim and the Aterim. So Drashi V'yafa Pishek Suvim Mecholoshin. V'yikul Aman Diyomel, Kamon is Aman Diyomel. It says, Leido Lenitno Likras Ben, that you're not allowed to learn from a Torah Nevi'im of Suvim that was written B'Shal Lashonis. It's a Chumash that's written in English, Medina the Gemara, you're not allowed to learn from it. Still, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Matil Noisan. You should know on Shabbos, you're allowed to save them. Invite the Tunin Geniza, Trashi, also Lanicha Mamakam Hefker. You're not allowed to leave these Svarim that were written in English in Shalach Shainis, Bamakam Hefker, the Gemara Mataritz law. The Gemara will explain what's the Chiddush of Bamakam Geniza. His Madach, you're allowed to save it on Shabbos from the Dleika, so Mashman has Kedush, you're allowed to Matriach yourself on Shabbos. Havad, in the middle of the week, if you see this safer lying around on Hefkam, you have to be gone with it. You can't stop, let it be Mokim Bezoin. So the Gemara will explain what the two dinim of the Mishnah are. The Rashi learns, Rabbi Yisai Pirshu, his Rebbe learned, Dai b'chol loshin nekoma aksuvim koi. It's only going on aksuvim. V'lo ya nevim. Umadumani, Rashi explains why, Mifnesha Matinu Bienes and Benozir Shamu Targum. Because he said Targum on Nevi'im, and Targum is not Lashna Kurdish. So you see, Nevi'im is allowed to be written Bishalashinus. Hemifarshan Kach. So Rashi Abavani Yoimer, but Rashi himself learns no Afba Nevi'im. Even Nevi'im is not allowed to write it Bicholoshin. Yemoma Yenison Lekosu, even if Yenison Benozir made a Targum on Nevi'im, but he didn't write it down, we'll soon see what the use of writing it down is. And you're not allowed to write it down, Bishalashinus. Welcome to Forsh Masech the Megillah. Well, man the Yosef Bekulu also. The man the Yomit says you can't write the Svarim Bishalashinus as his Terra Nevi'im Ksuvim. Bam is Sefer Terra Yevonis. The only thing you matter to write is only a Sefer Terra in Yevonis. Mishu Maisi to tell me a Melis. There's a special Maisi that the Chum will matter you to write it in Yevonis. For the Matzah Kosim Bein Nevi'im Ksuvim. There's no difference between Nevi'im Ksuvim. Both of them is also to write it. Why if Nebito Beisa Medrish? Shoi Kavua Bishavis Kede Precious Liel. Like he explains before. Right, Zot Gemara. Itmar. Ho Yuxuvim Targum or Becholoshin. As you have a Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim that was written in either Targum or else Becholoshin. It's not in Loshin HaKodesh. Is Rafuna Rama Ein Matilon Oysim Echnead Leika. On Shabbos, if you have a fire in your house, you're not allowed to say these Svarim on Shabbos. You can't go in your house and carry it outside. The Grashi learns to the Chotze Sheinim or Revis. They weren't mad to you. Vices, why? Because since he holds you now that I learned from it, it doesn't have so much Kedusha, therefore you can't save it on Shabbos. Strash Yitma ha yuksuvim targim aksuvim komar. For Linir, Rashi himself learns Strat, akel kisver kodesh koi, lav dach like a shaboisi and ksuvim, even the Vim also there's an issa to write it becholoshin. It does have refuna, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save it from your house. Anga the top place explains that what we're talking about saving from your house is talking about where Dafka the fire is in your house. If the fire is in your house, then we're afraid if you can come to start saving everything, we're afraid you may come to put out the fire. Therefore the Rabbanim were only matir to save certain things. But Lu Yitzri, the house is in your neighbor's house. And Stam, you're afraid the fire shouldn't come into your house, so then you're not so fatumul, then it's mutter to take all the things out of your house. Good, so the Kitzur Rav Huna says, Ein Matzilun Oysim Efne Hadleika. You're not allowed to say these Svarim that were written in English in Shalashinus from the Dleika on Shabbos. Rav Chizda Rama Matzilun. Rav Chizda says, no, you're allowed to say these Svarim on Shabbos. So tomorrow, what's the Machleika? So Rav Chizda says, Ein Matzilun Oysim Efne Hadleika. So tomorrow, Liba the man dem Omar. Nitno Likrois Behen. Let the man the Omar that holds. You're allowed to learn from these Svarim that were written by Shalashinus. It's mutter to write it and learn from it. So if Azay the Kuliyah Malay Pligi the Matzilim, Avada then you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Because since you're allowed to learn from these Svarim, they have Kedusha. Avada you could save these Svarim on Shabbos. Now keep Pligi. Where's the Machleikas Efunu Nav Chizdon? Ali b'deman the Yoma loynit no likros behem. That the man Yoma that learns you're not allowed to learn from Svarim that are written b'shal the Shoynis. Is Rav Huna Omar Rav Huna holds ain Matzilim. Why do loynit no likros ben? Since you're not allowed to learn from these Svarim, so you're not allowed to write them, so Mela, they don't have so much Kedusha, therefore on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save them from this lake. That's how Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Rama Matilin. No, even though you can't learn from it, but you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Why? Mishum Bizoyin Kisvi HaKodesh. Because Gefarat, it is Kisvi HaKodesh, even though it's written Mishal Lashonis, so therefore you're allowed to save it from the lake on Shabbos. The Rashi learns, what's this machlokes of nitn likvos or not? Rashi learns, Ali b'deman diyoma nitn likvos ben, mutter likvos v'kisvi ha-kodesh ha-ksuvim b'choloshin. B'mesech the Megillah. Rashi learns, this is a machlokes in the Gemara Megillah. Now there it says, v'ein bein svarim u'tfilin u'mezuzos, what's the difference between the Sefer Torah and tfilin and the mezuzos? L'sha svarim nechtovim b'choloshin. That svarim can be written b'choloshin. So this man diyom learns, even Medina the Gemara, you're allowed to write b'chol l'shoynis. You can write Torah in Nevi'im k'suvim b'chol l'shoynis. The Rashi Loi Nitnu, who's the man that says no? That's Rabbi Gamliel Polagolo v'yomer av svarim lo hitiru sheyichtavu el yevonis. Even svarim, you're not allowed to write b'chol b'shal l'shon. Dafkad l'shon ha-kodesh. Only l'shon yevonis you're allowed to write. That's the only one you're allowed to write. Yeah. So this is the machlekes if you're allowed to write or not. Now, Lamaisa, this machleika doesn't apply bisman hazir, but this was only a shayla of bisman ha'inika din in the Gemara that Torah shebiksav is only allowed to be written down b'loshen hakodesh, and Torah shebal peh b'chal you're not allowed to write down. we have Yisrim Eis Lassos Lashem Heferu Karasecho. They are Mati Yuzai Terai Terush Shabiksav Bishalashonis. We're allowed to write the Chumash in English. Toshi today to learn from it. Without today, we don't understand the Lashon HaKodesh so much. So you're allowed to write it over to understand it. And Uadin Torah Shabbat Peh is also mutter to write down B'zman Ezeh. Also Mishum Shikha. If you wouldn't write it down, people will forget the Torah Shabbat Peh. So Mishum Eis Lasa Slash Shem Afeiru Torah Secha V'chom Mamat you to write it down. Like Agav, Tosh explains. Tosh says, L'nitnu Likrus Ben Pirish Rashi D'ayinu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Apollo the Mastisan, he's Mechuk in the Mishnah there in Megillah, that says, Avsron anit loy hitiru lichtev eli yivonis. Now, Pirish or Apurus, Apurus is Mazda, what's the Pshat? Taino taimu dechi, von lo nit no likosa, if since you're not allowed to write the Chumash in English, or bezoi osfo likros, ben you're not allowed to learn from the Seifa. Mishun de dvorm shavik sav, osfo liyoyim mba peh. Since you're not allowed to write it this way, so by you learning from it, it lies like you're learning about peh. And Dvarim Shebiksav, Torah Shebiksav, you're not allowed to say about Pit. That's the way he learns. That's why, even though it's once you're not allowed to write it, who are you not allowed to learn from it? So today's the Yasakash of Akosha, the Ainze, he had to reshare Leimra about Pit. Kivin Shein Oim, Bloshen HaKodesh. And today says a Monashach. It's written in English. And you're only saying it in English. So though we used to say Torah Shebiksav, about Pit, it's only to say it in Loshen HaKodesh. But to say it in English, it's Mutter. Right? That's the Machoikas we're showing him. But the kids of Toys learns the Pshat is that since you're not allowed to write it, you're not allowed to learn from it because it's called like you're learning about it. And but this is only Medina of the Gemara, we said, Ravada Bezman is it, it's Mutter to write everything, even Bishal Hashoinois. So Mela wants it's Mutter to write it, Avad, you're allowed to learn from it also. And who would then Avad Bezman is there, you'd be allowed to save it from a fire on Shabbos also. Right, the Bakol Ponim Medina of the Gemara, it's a Machoikas, Rafun and Rabchizda. I'll leave it among the Yoma. You're not allowed to write this for Mishal Hashoinus. If you did write it, does it have enough Kedusha to say you're allowed to save it on Shabbos? Or no, you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. That's the Machlokes. Right, Zadimar. Tanan, it says, Now Mishnah, Kol Kisvi HaKodesh, Matzilun Oysim, Mifnei HaDleikah. All Kisvi HaKodesh, you're allowed to save from a fire on Shabbos. Bein Shekurin Ben, whether it's Nevi'im that you're allowed to learn on Shabbos, Bein Shekurin Ben, whether it's Ksuvim that you're not allowed to learn, then the Mishnah says, V'yafa p'shek Ksuvim l'choloshon, even though it's written b'choloshon, the Chumash is written in any language, posh it still, you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Is my love, what's p'shan the Mishnah? Shekurin Behen, that's Nevi'im. Nevi'im you're allowed to learn on Shabbos. U'shen Kurin Behen, that's Ksuvim. Ksuvim you're not allowed to learn on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, "Afa pi shekzuvim mecholoshen," even though it's written in any language. What does that mean? Tchura de la nitnu likros ben. It's a chiddush that even though you're not allowed to learn from these svarim, still lukatoni matzilin. Still the Mishnah is mashra matzilin. You're allowed to save them on Shabbos. Is the chura tiyut to the rafun? Chura this should be a kasha to rafuna. So the Gemara amalak rafuna as a rafuna name. But tizbrua anyway the Mishnah shver. Aim is safer. What does the end of this line of the Mishnah say? Tuning genizit, telling you the chura in the middle of the week. You find this sefer that's written b'chol lashon, this chumash that's written in English, you're supposed to save it, you have to bury it, you can't let it be b'makom hefker. It's for the Gemara Kasha. Hashta tzule matzlina, and if you learn the Mishnah, it says you're allowed to save it on Shabbos, so it has that much kedusha, that even on Shabbos you're allowed to save it from a fire, is genizim iboy? So Avad, you have to tell me a chiddush that you're allowed to, that you're supposed to hide it, or bury it in the middle of the week? Avad, if it has that much kedusha that on Shabbos you can save it, Avad in the middle of the week you're supposed to be gone as it. Trasha, feel the walkie boy geniza. No, that's what I did. Amos says, Trasha, the doch, the yarmit, apple, pishik, suv, mecholoshin. A matilin coins going on what could be safe from the fire on Shabbos was the Amos safer. A korkach milsa, the apple, nafshu. It has to be talking about something by itself. Or tunin geniza, bechil. Chur is telling you, even the middle of weekday is tunin geniza. And this is the kasha pshita. Hashda b'Shabbos matzlino and madach and Shabbos l'ar esayvet lu a geniza b'chol miboy that a b'chol miboy avada. And the Gemara Ella Rav Huna mataras l'taimei Rav Chizda mataras l'taimei. Both of them will learn the Mishnah according to their pshat. Rav Huna mataras l'taimei and Rav Huna holds you not allowed to save these svarim that are written b'chol loshen on Shabbos from a fire. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah means like this: Bein shekurim behem that means nevi'im. That was written b'loshen hakodesh. Bein shenkurim ben das ksuvim. Even though it's written b'loshen hakodesh, but now that I learn ksuvim on Shabbos, like we have before, the Mishnah says, "Vefnei bittel beis medrash." V'medva mamurim. When it is said, "Shek ksuvim b'loshen hakodesh," only if it was written takeh b'loshen hakodesh, That's when you could say these svarim. Avo becholoshin, but if ksuvim or neviim were written in shalosh shaynos becholoshin, then the din is ein matzilin. You're not allowed to say it on Shabbos with an ad leikah. That's a punishita, because it doesn't have so much kedusha since lanit likra has been. The filu hochi, then the Mishnah says a chiddush though, even though you can't say it on Shabbos, but you should know geniza boy. In the middle of the week, if you find this safe in the middle of the street, or it's Seamus, that you're not allowed to stand throughout the realm, but you would have to bury it. It's not going back what you could say from the fire on Shabbos. It's going back to Nuchidish. Then in the middle of the week, you have to bury them. Even though they're written in any language, over Shabbos, saying Matil Noisan, and on Shabbos it doesn't have enough kedusha to say there's a heter to save it from the lekan of a bechel miyotun geniza. But you know, in the middle of the week, bechel is like a tun geniza. You don't have to bury the safe. Thus, like Rafuna, Rav Chizda matarat tamer. Rav Chizda learns the Mishnah according to his pshat. His pshat is you are allowed to save the safer from the lekan on Shabbos. How's he learn Shan the Mishnah? The Mishnah means like this. Bein shekurin ben, that means Nevim. Bein shekurin ben, that's Ksuvim. Afa pishe Ksuvim b'chol loshen, nami matilun, the Mishnah means. Even though the Nevim and Ksuvim were written in English, b'chol loshen, still you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. V'ochi koma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. So what's the Chiddush then, Geniza, that you have to bury it? Avadah, it has enough Kedusha that you can save it from the lake on Shabbos. Avadah b'chol, you have to bury it. So the Gemara v'ochi koma, or mekak shalahen, you have to know, like the sawdust of the svarim. Mekak means the part of the paper that got spoiled. Either a worm came and ate it up, and it got like sawdust. Is tuna geniza. Even that part of the sefer also needs geniza in the middle of the week. Rashi mekak shalahen in bolu. If the paper got spoiled, got moldy. V'nasu rikfo, and it came very moldy. Afa mekak. Even the part of the paper that's fulfilled, like from the eating of the worms, still you have to save it. Stoyin Geniza. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. But then the Chanami, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save it from the lake. No, it's just telling you, Chiddush, though, that in the middle of the week, you have to save the Mekak. Don't forget, this is going to Chiz, don't forget. He holds you are allowed to save it on Shabbos. So there's no Chiddush that is Stoyin Geniza, the safe itself. No, the Chiddush is that the Mekak is Stoyin Geniza. Agaf Mir also, Nageya Mol, if you are buying your svarim, you drill a hole through the sefer with a sawdust that comes out of the sefer, you have to bury that also. It's also Toyin Geniza. Agaf Tamazoy, the Achrenim said, Alochof, in this Gemara's Mashma, that when you have Seamus, you have an old sefer that you don't want to learn from it anymore, you're not allowed to burn it. You bedafka have to bury it. The advice is that's the Shal in our mission here. The Shal here is you want to save the sefer from the Dleker on Shabbos. Now we're talking about such a sefer that was written in English, and you're not allowed to learn from it. So you have no use for the sefer, you can't learn from it anyway. Still, if there's a fire on Shabbos in your house, there's a shale, a quanto of chizi, you're allowed to save it. What are you saving it for? Look, where you're saving it, it shouldn't be burnt up, but rather you're supposed to be gone of it. So me, the Achrein of the Yeshuas Yaakov holds like that, and the Be'er Sheva says like that, that like a Seamus, you're not allowed to burn Seamus, there's no heter to burn it. The only eitzah to do with Seamus, with Svarim that was fulfilled, that you don't use anymore, is only to bury it. That's the minig covered to Svarim of Afka to burn it. Good, so the kids we have here, Machloikas of Chizdin Ravuna. So the Gemara, Boy Rav Chizdin, he's a boy. Mor Meis, Avakasha, Hoy Ksuvim Targum. V'choloshen, you have neviim uksuvim that were written in Targum. Or else v'choloshen is matzilin oisim of nehad leikim. You're allowed to save it on Shabbos from the leikim. So Chura says often like a chizda. So the Gemara tiyuf to the Ravun, Chura is an often tiyuf to the Ravuna. And the Gemara omelach Ravuna, haitana sova, nitno likres ben. I'll tell you there's no stira. This Tana holds you're allowed to write and learn from svarim that are written v'choloshen. So that mandiyama, everybody holds you allowed to save it on Shabbos. Our whole machlekes is that the mandiyama, you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos, is the machlekes. So the Merbaite, Toshima, ho yiksuvim giftis, if you had the svarim, either chumish, or neviim uksuvim written in the language called giftis, or else modis, or else ivris, or else ilmis, or else yivonis, is aloha afo pishla nitna likros ben, is here the price says klo. Even though you're not allowed to learn from these svarim, heit medina de gemarim. You're not allowed to write down the svarim in other languages. Still, matzilun oisim afnei adleika. It says, Klaw, you're allowed to save these svarim on Shabbos. If you have a fire in your house, you're allowed to save it. Hezachur klaw, tiyuf to the Rav Huna. Here it's an offen esteem with Rav Huna. It says, Kula, even with the man the Yama, you're not allowed to learn from these svarim. Still, you're allowed to save them on Shabbos. You see, Kula, it has enough kedusha that there'll be a bizarre HaKodesh if it's burnt. And like learned before, you're not allowed to let svarim be burnt. You have to save them, even though you're not allowed to learn from them. No, it's Dafka Torin Geniza. And tomorrow, Amulach Rav Huna, Enech Nami Tenoyi. I'll be masking to you at the Machlinkas Tenoyim. And I hold that the other time. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Hoyksuvim Targum, if you have the Chumash or not, that's written in Targum, or the Choloshin written in any language, is Aloha Matsilon Oysum of Nehadleikum. You're allowed to save them on Shabbos from the Dleikum. That's not the Tanakama. So this Tanakama wouldn't be 100% Raya to Rav Chizda, because it could be this Tanakama holds, you're allowed to learn from these Svarim, even though it's written in Choloshin. So far it's not Chlor. Nor Rav Yesi Yoyme Ein Matsilon Oysum. Rav Yosi is klor. Rav Yosi told you not allowed to save them on Shabbos of Ne'ad Leika. So according to Rav Yosi, you have to say klor eshtin that you're not allowed to learn from these svarim, since they're written in English, b'chshal l'shoynis. But then in the Gemara, you're not allowed to learn from them. And once you're not allowed to learn from them, he holds like Rav Huna that you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. So according to Rav Huna, goes a leave with Rav Yosi that holds you're not allowed to save it on Shabbos. So tomorrow, Amar Rav Yosi. Maisa ba'aba chalafta. I have a maisa with my father chalafta. Shoholach eitzer Rabbi Gamliel Bribi. He went to visit Rabbi Gamliel the Godel. Bribi means like Adam Choshev, or Godel. Rash is Adam Godel Kor Bribi. He went to Tzim in Tver. Yeomotzu shere Yeshev al-Shechona shere Rabbi Yechonah Hanizuf. He saw Rabbi Gamliel sitting by the table of Rabbi Yechonah Hanizuf. Uvi yodoi sefer Iyuf. Targum. And in his hands he had the sefer Iyuf. Written in Targum, as it wasn't written in Lashon HaKodesh, it was written in Lashon Targum. Vulkereyaboy, and he was learning from it. Omar Lois, he told him, Zochrani, I remember, Rabbi Gamliel, Ovi Yavich, I remember Maisa with your grandfather, Rabbi Gamliel. Shoyo Eimed Agabi Mala Barabais. He was sitting on one of the steps going up to the Harabais. Vevi Olofonov, Sefer Iyum Targum. And they brought in front of him a Sefer Iyum that was written by Targum. The Yomar, you know what your grandfather Rabbi Gamliel told him? He told the people that are building there, Shakoya takat ha-nidvuch, take this sefer and put it under the nidvuch, put it under the wall, and I was like, bury it, it's turning Geniza. As Vice says, Claw, you're not allowed to learn from the sefer. So how could you say you're allowed to learn from the sefer? And that was Rabbi Yosi's raya, that you're not allowed to learn from it, and therefore it's turning Geniza. Afu melet sivo lo v'gonzu. The same thing, he also, when he went to Rabbi Gamliel Baribi, he told over his maizah, he also told the person now to be gone of this Sefer Iyov that was written by Targum. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehudu Amar, the maizah was like this. Areva shel tit kofolov. They had like a pot full of tit, full of cement, that they pulled it over, kofolov, they poured it over the Sefer Iyov. Omer Rebbe shtei tshubas adover. I have two kashas, that was the maizah. Chodov v'chi tit b'harabayis menayim. Who has tit in the harabayis? As when you build in the Harabais, you don't build with tit. As Rashi learns, tit Harabais minayin v'chi betit toyeboinah, that they build with cement. Followed by tarchse toyeboinah, they used to build with tarchse. What does that mean? Chol v'sid murovin. They used to build with chol, with chol is with the sand. V'sid with loin. V'tit lohoi vel off of mayim. Ashrenka tit was just on off of mayim. So they didn't build with that. That's the kasha that this can't be the maaser by the Beis Hamikdash. But you heard another kasha is v'chi mutal avdin v'yad. The chur that's called the bizoyin ha-sefer. To take cement and throw it mamash atop of the sefer, you're being mavaz of the sefer, you're ruining the sefer, you're dying. That's no heter. El the maaser was manichem emokam atorfo. Pshat was leaving it like in emokam hefka, leaving it in an open place. V'hein markivim yalein. And then the sefer iyo that was written by Targum will be destroyed by itself. So there's also a little shver. What's that at the put of a mokum aturfa? Look where it's a mokum hefker. As Rashi in the Mishnah says, Klor, that the sefer is toying geniz is the pshat. You're not allowed to leave it in a mokum hefker, that's a mokum zoyin, but you have to bury it. So you have to bury the sefer. What's that here to leave it in a mokum aturfa? So some of you saying, one of pshat, mokum aturfa also means geniz, you're supposed to bury it. Just the chilek is, burying is the pshat, you just like put it in a surrounded place that no ear could get through it. So me'elav, it rots away. Mashenkin, to go and throw cement on it directly, that's a maisa of destroying it, that's awesome. But albeit it gets disintegrated by itself, that's mutter, that's pshat from Geniza. When you hide it, the pshat is, when you bury it by itself, it gets nirkaf. But so the moral of Churman Tanoi, good. So Rav Huna wants to say it's a machlokes Tanoim, and he holds like one Tana. Who's the Tana? Where's the machlokes Tanoim? Rashi Man Tanoi the Kamar Rav Huna Liel Tanoihi Man Hani or Tanoi Koyra Krav Chizda or Man Krav Huna. Which Tana goes like Krav Chizda? Which Tana goes like Rav Huna? Where calls the machlokes Tanoim? Ilay Matana Kama the Rav Yosi. If you want to say the Tana Kama the Rav Yosi, that's the machlokes. That Rashi Ilay Matana Kama is Krav Chizda. Rav Yosi, Rav Huna, as a Tanakam, it says you're allowed to save it. Holds like Rav Chizda, so tomorrow name. The Dilma Balkan Iflugi, Ma Sava Nitnu Likus Ben. Maybe Pshat from a Tanakam is that you're allowed to write and learn from a Sefer written by Choloshin. That's why you can save it on Shabbos. O Ma Sava, Rav Yosi, Yos, Lod Nitnu Likus Ben. O Ma Sava, Lod Nitnu Likus Ben. You're not allowed to learn from these Sferim on Shabbos. Ben Echlam, there's no right of the Chura to Rav Huna from the Tanakam. So Rashi Dumat Rashi time at Tanakam Mishnah Sava Nitalik was Ben. Only the Rabbi Yosi Koy Krav Huna. It's not the truth. When Rabbi Yosi Yavarai goes like Krav Huna, that since it's also to read from and learn from it, Yedafki Nala favored by Shabbos. Mil Krav Chizda Loi Koy. Mil Krav Chizda Loi Koy. You have no right to Krav Chizda. Voloi Chad. The Rav Chizda Filu Man Diyama Learnit Nu Kama Matzilan. Rav Chizda was the Chiddush. He was the one that said that even with the Man Diyama, you're not allowed to read from this firm and learn from this firm. So you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. So who's the man the that holds like Rav Chizda? So the Gemara Ela Rav Yosi Betana the Giftis. The Tana that holds like Rav Chizda, that was the Tana before by Giftis. That said claw. Even though the Svarim were written B'shan L'shoinis and it said claw that you're not allowed to learn from them, still it said you're allowed to save them on Shabbos. So that's the Raya that holds like Rav Chizda. So the Gemara Tana Rabbonin. Ha Brochois Fi Ha Kimeyin Afal Pi Sheish Bem Oisir Shalshem. If you have like a Siddur written down, you have the brochas like Shmon Esrei and brochas written down in the Siddur. Or else you have Kimeim, that's like a piece of parchment that has different also psukim of Chumash in it. Is Afal Pi Sheish Bem Oisir Shalshem, even though it has Hashem's name there, or Min Yonos Harbish Shabbatur, it has a lot of different psukim in the Torah written in this Kimeim, still Ein Matzilim Oisim of Neyad Leka. Shno on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save it from the fire on Shabbos. It is a riot to Rav Huna, Ela Nisrafim Bem Koimim. You have to let them be burnt up in its own place. Hein v'yaskir osayim. Even if you have Hashem's name written there, also you have to let it be burnt up. So Rashi habrochis is matvei habrochis. She'tovach chomer goin yudches hashar habrochis. Mamash like Shmon Esrei hashar habrochis. The matvei habrochis, if you have it written down, or else minyones harbei, Rashi m'parashi yashay k'suvim v'kimeyim suki molachas goin komachla goin l'sirim fachat loylo. You also have these things written down. There's Nisrofim, Bekoim, Nafud, Leke, B'Shabbos. Why? Because you're not supposed to write these things down. It's the Brach is blind like Torah Shabbat Peh. So you're not supposed to write it down. It's a Chiddush here. The Brach is have the Din of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's not supposed to be written down. Medina the Gemara. Avadin now, B'Zman Azel, that we forget, we're allowed to write it down. But Medina the Gemara, you're not supposed to write it down. And therefore, you can't save it on Shabbos from Adleka. Therefore, Mikan Armu, the Gemara said, therefore, the Rabbanan said, Kaisvei Brochus, whoever goes to write down, like you said, the Bizman HaKemara, is Kesarfei Torah, as if you're burning a Sefer Torah. Strashi, Shirei Lo Yitzilim Shabbos, because Lu Yitzuri, the fire comes in the house on Shabbos, you're not allowed to say these Brochus, so therefore, you shouldn't write in the first place. So, the Gemara, Maisa, the Yechod, Shoyu Kaisvei Betzidon. There was a Maisa with somebody living in the place Tzidon that was writing down Brochus, even though you're not supposed to, he was writing it down. Bo Vadiyo Seb Yishmael. They went to the Madiya Reb Yishmael. So after they told Reb Yishmael, for Holach Reb Yishmael Laboitko, Reb Yishmael himself went to see if the Maestro Semes went to see if this person was really writing the Brochus. Kishoya Oyle Besulim, when Reb Yishmael was going up the ladder to visit this person, his Hirgish boy, the person saw that Reb Yishmael was coming to him, he figured that he found out what he was doing. It is not out too much of Brochus. He took a whole pile pack of these pages full of brochas, v'shokon, b'sefel shemayim, and he put it into a jug of water. He's like to mevatel it, to make it like it's not there anymore. Zot the Gemara, v'loshin azer omel Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael told him like this loshin, godol oynosh ha'achroin min harishin. It's bigger the avera, the second avera you did by taking this kiss, this ksavim of the brochas and putting it into water, dissolving the ksav, like being moichik, Hashem's name, being moichik the brochas. That was a bigger avera than the first thing you did by writing them. But the kids, you tell them both things are also, you're not supposed to write the brochas. It's Medina the Gemara. Medina the Gemara, it's on the Torah Shabbat Peh, it's not supposed to be written. We have a hetin.